573, Total Package Landscaping, Inc.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business with employee parking and equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 1.16 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Beaver Dam Road, which is Route 23, approximately 0.14 mile north of Kendale Road, which is Sussex County Route 287. The 911 address is 19024 Beaver Dam Road, Lewes, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 2, Parcel 2.01. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's photographs and submitted exhibits. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex, from the Del Dot service level evaluation response letter. And we have a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received one written comment, which is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Sir? Give us your name, if you would, please. And you heard what the director had to say about your application, if you'd like to elaborate on that for us.
My name is Chris Jeffries. The original property, I used to live on it and no longer do so. It's not my primary residence anymore. So my business is still there, which is Total Package Landscaping, and I was looking to just keep that business there on the property.
All right. Can you give us some idea of what exactly you do out of this property, what your business hours are, the days of the week?
We work Monday through Friday. We're there at 7 o'clock. We leave within roughly a half an hour, and then when we're done work, could be around between 5 and 6. And then sometimes Saturdays for overtime, same hours.
Do you also do snow removal?
No.
Okay. All right. So you wouldn't need that emergency opportunity. Number of employees?
5.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if anyone has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
So you have 5 employees now. Is there any possibility that you consider expanding that in the next couple of years? Thinking about how to keep you from needing to come back here if you expand?
I think the company's going to probably downsize.
Okay.
I think we'll probably just hold it to 5, could be 6, could go 4, but I think we're pretty much going to stay.
Operative word there is could be 6. If we approve you for 5, you're at 5.
I'll stay at 5.
Okay.
I'll stay at 5. If that's
he
if
wants that, to retire. He doesn't want to expand.
I'm trying to help you out here.
I appreciate it, but I'd rather just stay at the 5 mark and that's it.
So are you storing materials on site, and how are those stored?
Well, in the past, I did paver work and used to have the pavers delivered to job sites, and then the pavers, if there was pavers left over, that material would come back to the shop. That's what's there now, but I just buy the material at a supplier and use that. But no, I do not store goods. I'm not a retail.
Yeah, you have excess product, basically,
excess
that
product
comes back
comes
for
back.
Other times. Okay. You might have just described my garage as well. So
that would be a compliment from
me. Yeah, it's actually much worse than pavers. I wish it were all pavers. Anyway, let's see. Any chemical storage or fuel?
No.
Okay. What vehicles do you have stored on site?
I have 6 dump trucks,
okay.
5 trailers, and all my equipment's in the detached pole buildings or garages.
Okay. Do you want a sign?
No.
Okay. I think that's all for me for right now.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I think this is clear, but just to be clear, you have the leftover materials. You say they're brought back. It's something your guys are bringing back. They're not being delivered back or something like that.
So. No, if it's left on a job, my guys are cleaning it up and we're bringing it back.
Okay, so you have zero intention of having anything delivered from a second source.
I just want to try to stay low key. Yeah. If that makes sense.
I think that's great. Yeah, yeah.
And just be able to keep the business there. That's what I was looking for.
No, I just wanted to be clear because I know sometimes tractor trailers or whoever else coming and delivering and whatever that was. That can be a disturbance, but yeah, again, just
I understand.
To be clear, clarity is the key here. So
I understand.
That's the only real question I can think about here.
All right, thank you. Mr. Passwaters?
I only have one. Talked about bringing hardscaping back, but how about any debris, mulch, trimmings? Are you just dropping that off at a waste yard, or do you have an area?
We do have the dump trucks. If we fill them up during the course of a day, if they're not full, they're staying in the truck until they're full. And then when the trucks are full, then we go to a yard waste facility and drop.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's all.
The only thing, your hardscaping, the leftover stuff, are you planning on bringing customers in to sell that? Or?
Ironically, no. Basically, we have a yard sale, and I sell it, just sell it, that excess product, because we can't do anything with it.
Okay, you bring customers in for like a yard
sale? Well, it's a yard sale, but I'm not really, okay. Or I take it to like, forgive me, Clean Cut, they have a concrete disposal. We just get rid of that product there.
All right, perfect. All right, that's all.
Anything else? No, okay. Are there any other businesses in the area? Just, we need that for the record. Existing businesses in the area?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Are you doing maintenance on the trucks on site?
No, I have a mechanic.
Okay. No fuel storage?
None.
Okay. All right, I think that's it for me. Anybody else have any other questions? No? Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2573, Total Package Landscaping Incorporated? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, sir. Give us your name. You may have the floor. Oh, you just turned it off. Yep. We're good. Thank you.
My name is Charles Mitchell. I reside at 19467 Safflower Way, so I'm a neighbor behind. I'm also a board member for the Cardinal Grove Homeowners Association, which is the immediate neighbor, right? We have common area that butts up against his fence.
Okay.
And then there are a number of us who live behind that property. So I received notice of this as a result of my proximity. I would not say that I'm opposed. I have questions that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about air quality. Some of you may be aware that DelDOT recently installed a stop sign at Kendall and Beaver Dam Road. And that has changed the environment rather dramatically, actually. Because of the trucks stopping and starting up again, there's been a big increase in diesel fume exhausts in our neighborhood. My house faces east, and I have a porch in the back, and when I sit out there, I can smell the fumes wafting over our house. It makes it unpleasant to sit out there at times, particularly at lunchtime, when there's a lot of traffic coming and going, and then early in the morning, which I sometimes am out there for. It's not as bad at night. And so I'm a little concerned about having a lot of trucks leaving the property near to us that time of day, and then having to stop there at that stop sign and adding to this these fumes. The other concern I have and my neighbors have is about water quality. I noticed in the document that Mr. Whitehouse produced that it said that the house was not in a wellhead protected area, and also noted that it was serviced by a private septic. All of us in this subdivision were required by Shell when they built it to put in irrigation for our homes. The irrigation is from shallow wells that are right there on our property. And so I'm concerned that if there were any spills on the property, that gasoline or chemicals would easily get into the shallow subsurface and wind up on our lawns and be a hazard to the people in the yards or the dogs or cats or what happened to be around there. So I would be concerned that there was some monitoring or, I don't know, something to help protect us from that possible impact. And also, I don't know, five doesn't sound like a lot. The home was already there. I'm a little concerned about whether there's a load on that septic system that, again, might be contributing bacteria or something to the well water that we're using to water our lawns. I was reassured by the statements of the applicant that he has no plan to develop further in the site. I was concerned that there might be bigger buildings going to be constructed and it would interfere with sight lines or things of that kind, but it seems that that's not an issue. So those are my questions. I would be grateful if the zoning board could try to ascertain whether those are risks that we need to be concerned about.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Anybody else have any other questions? Did you care to address any of the concerns that he had? We will give you 5 minutes if there's any comments that you would like to make before I close the public hearing.
We try to keep the trucks closest to the house.
Yes, on, yes.
Closest to the house. I realize that there is now a community behind us. I keep my trucks, you know, maintenanced, and it's not like.
Anything could happen, I understand, but you're doing the best you can to keep
it. It's not like I'm opening, well, I'm not doing the mechanic work and just dropping oil down on the ground or anything like that. We're trying to keep this. And I tried, you know, put the privacy fence up. We don't try to run our trucks long. I have like a plug-in for the trucks so they stay warm in the wintertime, so they're not running for like a half an hour to an hour. The septic, I wouldn't even know where to start with something like that, to be honest with you.
Well, that's a different standard you're going to have to be held to by DNR and all
sure,
that. They have their own regulations and
sure.
Yeah, okay. And I think it would be a fair statement to say that any home could potentially have 5 or 6 family members living there. So if the capacity of the septic is not handling what's being produced, then you'd have to replace it anyways.
Well, right, but there's nobody living at the house. There hasn't been
I know, but I'm saying for your employees. That was his concern with 5 employees.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So,
are you using the home that is there as office space or renting it out? Or
no, it's basically, like I said in the beginning, I've owned the property for 21 years.
Yeah.
And we lived there for a short period of time. And and there hasn't been anybody in there since, probably 18, 20 years.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
So is anybody using the bathroom facilities at all on that site if the home's essentially been abandoned for a decade or more?
No, my guys go to the bathroom at Wawa and I go to
wherever, to
the store or whatever it is.
Okay.
We're not there long enough to really use the facility, and being that it's basically, I guess, winterized, I don't really use that property at all for that purpose.
Oh, that answers if it's been winterized. Okay.
You mentioned a fence. Just what's the fence that is located along the back of the property?
It's a solid white vinyl fence that was the height restriction that you're allowed. I think it's like 6.5. I think that you're allowed, which was installed throughout the property, like 3/4 of the property.
Okay.
And then we implanted a buffer planting throughout the that back part of the property, knowing that the community was going in.
Okay.
Sounds like you're trying to be a good neighbor.
Thank you. That's all I had.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you. All right. Any other comments or questions? No? Okay. There being none, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2573, Total Package Landscaping, Inc. Mr. Collins, what's your pleasure?
Yep. Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on conditional use 2573, Total Package and Landscape Incorporated, for further consideration.
Second.
Okay. The motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2573, Total Package Landscaping. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.